Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I mean that sincerely. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. I've got so many stories I'd love to get through. I know I'm not going to get through them all. Still have a bunch of them. When you think about it, again, what's going on right now, you've got the D.C. mayor going out of her mind, the New York mayor going out of his mind. Because what's happening? All those illegals that they said the southern states should welcome, or the border states, I should say, should welcome with open arms, they're not willing to. Think about that. Right? They're not willing to. So I guess, really, it's not that big a deal. Right? No, come on, seriously. And they don't care. They really don't care. If they really cared about those people, if they really cared at all, they'd come up with a solution. And not just send them back to Texas. Not that Texas should be taken care of, whatever. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you email me. Now, I want to caution some of you right now, and I mean really caution you. The midterms are not a shoo-in, okay? Let's get that straight. The midterms are just flat out not a shoo-in. I know some of you would like to believe they are. But when we get comfortable, when we get lazy, when this happens to us, we blow it on a regular basis. Really. Is this really where we want to be? I'm just asking. Is this really where you want to be? No. You stay ever vigilant. You pound away at this. You make sure your neighbors and loved ones know what's going on, whether you think you're going to start a problem with them or not. Do you really care that much? Do you care so much about a friendship that you're willing not to tell somebody the truth? Right? I'm asking because I'm worried. There are some of you out there that would say yes to that. That you don't want anybody to be upset with you. If that's the case, this is a bigger problem here. I don't care if people are upset at me. I don't care if people like me or don't like me. It's not my job. It's not what I'm called to do. It's not what I... Whatever. I'm just not there with it. I'm going to do what I believe is right to do. Okay? And then from there, hey, people are going to like me, not like me. And you know what happens? I still sleep. I never lose any sleep over it. You don't mean that much to me. And I'm not trying to be cold or cruel or anything else along those lines. I'm just trying to be honest with you. You don't mean that much to me. That you don't like what I'm saying or how I'm saying or anything else. Good luck with that. Again, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I love to say, be part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. Otherwise, come on, everybody knows this, right? You're part of the problem, aren't you? Where was I? I get yakking away, and I lose my place online. Oh, this is a good one. I always love these. Apparently, white students are now banned from off-campus housing. Where? In the bastion of liberalism, Berkeley. University of California in Berkeley has decided now that to build a person of color theme house. It's a co-op that provides housing to low-income first-generation immigrants and marginalized students of color. The housing development is a private venture not affiliated with the university. The guests are allowed... Now, wait a minute. If there's any federal money into that, any, is a problem. Right? No, really, seriously. If any federal money, no discrimination of any kind, was it that reverse or otherwise, you can't see one color group over the other. Now, I don't know if you guys, well, we'll get to that one later. Guests are allowed in common spaces, but please be mindful if there are house members in the room beforehand, white guests are not allowed. So, if you are a white person, so if I'm delivering you a check for $100K, and I'm white and there's black folks in there, should I just turn around and leave? How does that work? Because that's what they're saying. If there's black folks in the room, you're not welcome there. I'll leave. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Mazzini Show here on the GCN Network.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. Head up to... I keep saying this. I know. I sound like I'm hawking a product, but I am to a degree. You want to head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You heard earlier, Kimberly Marin has, quite a few products for MyPillow. And... she doesn't make a nickel off any of this. So if you head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you will save money. And once you save some money, on top of that, you help me make a few bucks. Because I make a few bucks off the sale, too. I'm not afraid to admit it. It is what it is. Social media networks have kept us from doing all kinds of things. They won't allow us to make money online anymore. Apparently, that's a major league no-no. So if we can make some money there, if we can allow Mike to help us out now, as I've said a million times, you keep Americans working. You keep tax dollars here in this country. Right? I mean, seriously. What's so bad about that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So head there, promo code Joe. On the way out, you'll save at least 50%, if not more. Some of them are, you know, buy one, get one free, that kind of thing. We were talking about how white students need not apply from some campus housing up in Berkeley. Berkeley, right? The university, the school, the area that was the bastion of free speech. All of a sudden, not so much. Yes, they're allowed in common spaces, but, you know, be mindful if there are house members in the room beforehand. You know, and so again, like I said, this is kind of funny. If a white guy, a white person, excuse me, enters the room while there's a black person in there, or a marginalized person, or a person of color, we are to leave. We are not welcome. Now, you know, I find this amazing. It says, avoid bringing parents, family members that express bigotry. Queer, black, or indigenous members should not have to avoid common spaces because of homophobic or racist parents or family members. You know, and again, oh, I like this one. It's nothing more than a woke version of Jim Crow segregation. Wow. I mean, really think about it. They want to limit everything you can say, what you look like, and how you speak. Not just what you say, but how you say it. Now, owners of the housing complex, they're unfazed by their racism. This is racism, by the way. This is classic racism. Many POC members, people of color, moved here to be able to avoid white violence in presence. That's not true. Berkeley is majority white. Are these people brain dead or what? So respect their decision of avoidance if you bring white guests. Look, if they wouldn't be around all black people, there are, I mean, or people of color, or even Hispanics. There are cities and towns all across the country that are naturally majority black, majority Hispanic, majority whatever. Right? Why is it that everybody else has to change for you? You come into an area and you decide you deserve special treatment? Really? No. So full of yourself. No. White people are permitted to visit the dormitories, common areas, but only if certain criteria are met. Always announce guests in the guest chat that they will be in common spaces with you if they are white. Hey, I got some white folk here. Wow. So what happens if a person of the Caucasian persuasion shows up for supper, but they self-identify as black? What do you think? I'm just asking. Seems like everything else, it's okay to self-identify as something. Right? I find all of this fascinating. They're just amazing. And of all places in Berkeley, there are, a bunch of articles that came up in the last month or two or three about how children, obesity, is affected by climate change. And that, for all intents and purposes, climate change is adding to and or fueling obesity. Right? Because it gets too hot. Kids don't go out as much. Right? They eat more. They sit on the couch. I mean, we go through all of this. and research behind this compared two theoretical populations, one with a normal mix of body types, the other with an overweight population where 40% of the people were obese, which is not even close. This nation is overly obese. Remember, we were supposed to be starving to death by now. Remember that? All those climate change people? Oh, yeah. Two-thirds of the planet people would be dead because we couldn't afford to feed them. Or we couldn't raise enough food to feed them because of climate change. It would be one big dust bowl, remember? Come on, some of you people need to do your homework. Anyway, it would require 19% more food energy to feed these people, or more food energy, right, to beat off climate change. And the necessary increase of food production would raise carbon dioxide, CO2 emissions. Driving more and often carrying extra body weight would also use more fuel. Further, look how deep into the weeds they go. The result of the study is based on mathematical modeling, because you know how well modeling works, right? And involved making assumptions about weight distribution in populations and in comparison. It's also estimating likely daily activities, food energy consumption, and fuel use. It may not accurately reflect what truly happens. Models such as these may be of use to policymakers, but do they work in the real world? So, in essence, the authors claim, first and foremost, if you're overweight, you contribute to climate change. For the mere fact that just driving to the store, you use more fuel. It takes more fuel and burning of more energy to produce the food that you need to survive. Anybody else? It's ridiculous. Just flipping ridiculous. Double City Host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A member of former President Trump's legal team hinted that they would file a motion to ask a federal judge to appoint a special master to oversee documents seized by the FBI at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. They followed through with that act on Monday. All the former president's lawyers argued that a special master is necessary to protect Trump's constitutional rights as he is being investigated for violating federal laws by removing classified documents from the White House to his mansion. The suspect in a triple shooting in Midtown Atlanta was taken into custody at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Police say that the suspect targeted all three victims, two whom are dead and one who is in the hospital. Investigators say they have also recovered what they believe is the weapon involved. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed lower on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5567. Email Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. Love to know what you have to say. A lot happening. I just find this amazing. You know, what's really funny is we're talking about how the left really sees... really starts planting this garbage about how, you know, when it comes to climate change, how fat people, obese people, are causing some of the greenhouse gas emissions, somehow causing more problems. Because, again, you have to drive further, you have to more food production, all of this adds to tearing the ecosystem down. Come on, let that sink in for a second. So what, do you want to starve these people? Oh, maybe you want to regulate how many people they have, how many babies they have or don't have. What do you think? Or maybe you regulate how much food they can have in their refrigerator. It's probably, you're going to do it for our best, I'm sure. Do you guys see that this is the road that can go down on easily? Very easily? I mean, seriously. The authors claimed that they compared like two hypothetical populations. They comprised of the people that were under the BMI number for being obese and one for over. Who ate more, who traveled more, who did more. And somehow, they're going to do everything they can. They're going to bend over backwards. Yeah, the chat room's got a sense of humor. They bend over backwards, right, to make the case that climate change is real. You people that eat too much are the problem. I find it all interesting, frankly. So, no. Remember, these are the same people who have been pushing climate change since the 60s. And you already know the story. They've had different names for it all the way through. But now it's totally different because now, right, they've changed the name of it. Everything has to do with it. Everything, violence is because of climate change. Right? At one point, obesity was up because of climate change. Right? And even, you know, they say obesity is generally caused by eating too much and moving too little. If you consume high amounts of energy, particularly fat and sugars, but don't burn off the energy through exercise, you will get fat for all intents and purposes. Right? And because it's too hot, we don't move too much. We sit on the couch. Taking fat and sugars. I mean, think about the foods they approve on a regular basis. You know, for us to eat. They're trying to watch over us and take care of us. It just doesn't start. And if you want to know why they think obesity is an environmental issue, they say the societies that are transitioning to a westernized lifestyle are experiencing substantial increases in its prevalence. The primary environment determinants of obesity are high calorie intake and low activity. So, the reality, you know, they talk about junk food. They talk about certain medications, right? Certain food addictions. Engineered junk food. You know, I love it. They run around like they're going to save us from ourselves. We're still overly obese, even though they regulated the crud out of everything. Right? I mean, come on, look. What do I, you know, here, look at obesity in America. Let's just do a little a Google thing on obesity in America. Right? Where it's at. It's been on the rise for years. You see, the U.S. obesity prevalence was 42% in 2017. When they tested it through to March 2020. All right? It increased in a matter of 3 years. From 30.5 to 42. 30.5 to 40. You listening to me? And again, more and more of what we do. We have more junk food intake because we're in a rush. We've got to get someplace. More junk food intake. More sitting on the couch video games. Sitting on your butt video games. Right? We're not moving. We're not pushing the kids outside. God forbid, you probably get arrested if you're forcing kids to stay outside. They used to say, hey, get out there. Don't come home until the streetlights come on. I wasn't worried about them. I knew where they were. I knew what they were doing. I knew where they were playing. We don't do that anymore. Get in your room and leave me alone. Here's a new video game. Goodbye. Here's a $500, $600 iPhone. Leave me alone. That's truly what we're doing, what we do. But it's not going to stop, frankly, it is not going to stop anytime soon. You know that as well as I do. I know, it's not like I'm always either hanging on abortion or this kind of stuff. But really, for all intents and purposes, you got to get informed. This is why you got to get informed. Right? Now, a new study shows which Americans gain the most amount of weight, and this is the one I love. A new study showed that Americans are most likely to put on weight during the 20s and 30s. They forgot the 40s. Americans gain on average over 17 pounds between their 20s and 30s, 45 pounds over a lifetime. Whose lifetime? Right? They looked at a long-term weight gain of almost 14,000 adults in the U.S. Now, what's really interesting about this, the U.S. obesity epidemic is not slowing down. That's according to Larry Tucker. He's a professor of exercise science at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. Without question, he said, 10-year weight gain is a serious problem. Now, the research used to put the data together was the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. I'm worried. CDC's involved. But really, seriously, folks, right, in roughly 20 years, the prevalence of obesity increased. Remember, and again, it goes back to these climate change people, we should be dead. No, according to them, we should be dead. We weren't going to be able to feed people. But obesity is not going to be their, it was not their problem. Obesity was not going to be a problem for Americans in other countries. Because we wouldn't be able to feed them. You got to look it up someday. If you want to realize really how often they've been wrong. How bad their information is, frankly, and how often they've been wrong. Look it up. Right? And again, all I can say to you is notice that everything, think of what the left is doing. Everything has to do with racism. Everything has to do with the difference between the different socioeconomic groups, right? It just never stops. Every reason for every failure for every problem has to do with a color. It's just nuts. And again, like I said before, it isn't going to change anytime soon. Somebody sent me an email. I haven't checked it out yet. But they said, think about this, Joe. The New York Times has finally admitted, softly but admitted, that the Inflation Reduction Act is misnamed because it won't do that. Isn't it funny how they always wait to do this stuff? They have this information. They didn't come to this revelation in a day or two. Because it doesn't do that. We've known it doesn't do that. The CBO knew it didn't do that. Many in D.C. knew it didn't do that and even spoke to it. Right? You've got fewer, you've got fewer and fewer Americans that are looking for new, not looking for new jobs, what's the word? They're training for new jobs. You know, when certain jobs went away, when certain industries went away or were going away, we were great at retraining. That's what kind of what community colleges did too. They helped you retrain, whether it was in welding or automotive or wood, or to become an architect, any of those things. Community college was supposed to make that easy for you. Now, less and less people are going, even though they're pretty much free in a lot of states. What's that mean for our future? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Code. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, some of you are sending me emails about the polls closing between Democrats, Republicans in the Senate and in Congress. Breathe. Kind of thing. Okay, I want you to breathe. And the reason I say that, how often have these polls been right? They start playing these polls to discourage us from going out. We can't win. Doesn't matter what we do. Right? No. In all sincerity. So, it's the same thing here. What? 855 Real Joey. 855-732-5563. If you look at the polls in many, go all the way back to the days of when Hillary and Trump were running together. You look at those polls, And, you know, Trump should have just stayed home. We should have just stayed home. Trump had no chance of winning. Remember that? Come on, really, do you remember that? So, you can't believe the polls, especially from the people who are taking them. Rasmussen polls tend to be pretty much right on. Right? The Quinnipiac polls, again, those are pretty good. When I'm looking at numbers and trying to figure out how I should report something, I go look at several polls I can trust and see kind of where they fall. That's really what you need to do, too. Okay, anybody know what the significance of this day is? What's the big deal for today? August 22nd. 1776, what happened? The British invaded Brooklyn by sea. 15,000 men, 40 pieces of artillery. They landed by about noon, and man, did they take them by storm. Threw everybody off, you know? And that was it. You know, part of what they were trying to do, as many of you historians know, the ones that keep up, like they really just had to hit hard and hit fast. Right? And they knew that if they hit hard and they hit fast, well, they believed they could squelch the uprising. The king sent them here and said, look, kill the signers of the Declaration and you're done. It'll kill it in a heartbeat. Right? It was a naval spectacle of more than 90 vessels filled in the narrows of New York Harbor. That's according to David McCullough. He wrote a book called 1776. Now, the British during the American Revolution occupied New York Harbor with a force of some 400 ships. Can you imagine what that must have looked like? I mean, 400 ships. I mean, I can't even imagine in that day somebody having that many ships. How much work went into it, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you know, the British smashed George Washington's forces in the Battle of Brooklyn Heights. And, again, everybody thought that he was going to... You know, you really got to look at some of the documentaries of Washington, ones you can trust. These battles that he went into. How he felt about them afterward, right? Now, the British soldiers were stunned by the wealth of the rebellious American people, their fields, their farmhouses. They really couldn't understand what was going on and why they had so much. I mean, again, like I said, quite an interesting history that you can get into. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. All right, speaking of New York, I was talking about this guy earlier. The little Weebles guy. New York prepares for a major primary that we'll see at least... one Democrat House leader out of a job. Hopefully. Look, I don't know if she's worse or better. I don't really care at this point in time. We can deal with her later. But, you know, Jerry Nadler needs to go. It is time for these guys to retire. And maybe they should have to take a cognitive test at a certain point. See, our founding fathers at least were banking on the fact that our people would be educated enough to figure out what these other people were like. The political scene, both in New York and Congress itself, will see a major shakeup on Tuesday as two longtime Democrat House leaders face off in a primary race that will see one, if not both of them, out of office. They need to go away. Thanks to the new districting map of Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat out of New York, he's running in the state's 12th district instead of the redrawn version of his current 10th district. Now, he's running against incumbent Representative Marilyn Maloney. She's a Democrat as well. As challenges Sergey Patel and Ashmi Sheth. Nadler is the current chair of the House Judiciary Committee. Maloney heads the House Oversight Committee. Nadler commented on the impact of the race in a recent debate. He couldn't get his thoughts together. I mean, come on, can we just be honest about it? He could not get his thoughts together. Now, I played that clip for you a while back. We'd like to see them lose. Wouldn't it be great to lose both of those committee chairs? No kidding. Nadler was elected 30 years ago. He won a special election to replace 8th District Representative Ted Weiss. He's led the House Judiciary Committee since 2019. Right? And the guy, you can see it. Right? You can see it in his face. You can see it when he's sitting there. He's not all together. He's not here with us. Look, I'd say it about the Republican side, too, if we had people that old that were out of it. You look at Nadler, Biden, Pelosi, Maxine Waters. Wouldn't you love to have them sitting there in a debate? How long do you think they could stay on topic? They're too old to be there. Yeah, you call it ageism if you want. They're too old to be there. They've served their country. They've served their time. Now, whatever you want to call it. Maloney also was the first elected to Congress in 92. She became the first woman to chair the House Oversight. She took it after the death of Elijah Cummings. Tuesday's winner of the primary was square off against Republican Mike Zumbluskis in November's general election. Now, Nadler's move away from the 10th District has also resulted in a contentious race with multiple prominent Democrats seeking the now vacant seat. A dozen candidates are vying for the party's nomination, including the current 17th District. Former federal prosecutor and House impeachment attorney Dan Goldman, former Rep. Elizabeth Holtzman, also fighting for that Democrat seat out of New York. This was the one, I don't know if you guys remember it. You might not, because it was so fast, so brief. It was even briefer than his run for president. But de Blasio thought he was going to take that. So he threw his hat in the ring. Within 10 days, when he couldn't get 1% approval, he decided maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Right? I love it. I just think this is hilarious. That's why I keep telling you, they're so self-unaware. They don't even know. They don't know what they're doing. They don't realize that the words coming out of their mouth make no sense at times. No, not all the time. At times. Right? So, when you look at this, you have to decide really, truly, what are they in it for? What are they truly in it for? Look at the Democrats across the country in some of these prominent cities, and what are they doing? What are they doing to help their people? What is Lori Lightfoot doing to help out Chicago? There's a whole bunch of coverage going on for Chicago, by the way, if you haven't noticed. And I say that because how much have you heard about there? How much have you heard about the shootings going on there? Probably not much. Because they're trying to stay away from it before election time, right? How good would that look? Another Democrat city going down the tubes. Just over the weekend. This past weekend. 37 people shot, 4 killed. It was a 7-year-old among one of the massive shootings. Now see, this is... God. Right. These are the things that drive me out of my mind, as you can tell. And I've run out of time. Is that perfect? You know, when I talk about these mass shootings, it's 4 or more. There were 4 people shot in Inglewood in the Chicago area. A 7-year-old was among them. Terrible. 7-year-old. I'm sure she wasn't involved in the robbery. But that's a mass shooting that they'll say, we have more mass shootings than anywhere else. Why don't you enforce the law? Maybe we won't. Come to your house. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Remember, Brad Dacus will join us tomorrow. Find out what's going on in the legal world. God bless. Have a great day. We'll be back.